This is Fresh Air. In 1982, clarinetist and composer John Carter recorded the first in a projected series of five suites for jazz octet, evoking the development of Afro-American culture from pre-slavery to the present. The recently released fourth suite brings us up to the black experience in agrarian America. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
British musicologist Wilfred Mellers once likened American music to the sound of an axe in the wilderness, the sound of a new music jury-rigged from existing materials. The beauty of that insight is its inclusiveness. Mellers' vision unites the Pilgrims with rugged American types like composer Charles Ives and logging camp pianist Little Brother Montgomery. Composer John Carter's music has the same epic scope. Carter unites oral traditions, gut bucket jazz, and modern chamber music from Morton Feldman to Philip Glass. John Carter is a master of transmuting his source materials. His new album for the Gramavision label, Fields, is subtitled Seven Vignettes Depicting Life During the Fields Period in Early America. But his sensibilities are thoroughly modern, even where he draws on root musics like the blues and field hollers. On Ballad of Poe Ben, the melody that violinist Teresa Jeannore sings echoes old work songs, but it gets stretched into something else. John Carter's Fields may flirt with high opera once or twice, but this chamber octet stays loose. Bobby Bradford and Benny Powell play barnyard brass, Don Preston plays oddly human synthesizer, and the drummer is the relentlessly swinging and inventive Andrew Cyril. John Carter's rough clarinet style exploits his instrument's shortcomings. Anyone who took up clarinet in school knows it's prone to squeaks and squeals. But rather than fight that tendency, Carter makes squealing overtones the basis for his style. John Carter extends the rough but transparent textures he plays to the ensemble parts that he writes. Here's some of the 20-minute title track that is the centerpiece of Fields. Thank you. Fields is the most personal of John Carter's octet suites. It's the first to touch on his own experience, specifically his boyhood in rural Texas. The voices of his singing grandchildren and of a storytelling great uncle are woven into the musical fabric. Fields is the fourth volume in John Carter's series called Roots and Folklore, The Development of American Folk Music. But the progress of the series is more cyclical than linear. The future and the past are inextricably bound together. John Carter's Fields is a metaphor for the way memory works and the way culture evolves. The transformation of the past into the present takes place right before your ears.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. John Carter's Fields is on the Gramavision label. This is Fresh Air.